Chapter 14. Investing in Napa Valley. Line extensions and new brands. The Trinquero family was no stranger to line extensions. By 2010, they had grown Sutter Home to nearly 10 million cases by leveraging the phenomenon of white Zinfandel into a whole collection of core varietals, including the popular Chardonnay, along with Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Pinot Noir, Pinot Grigio, and Sauvignon Blanc. Today, Sutter Home has expanded to include more than 20 wines, including blends like Chardonnay Moscato and Riesling Moscato. Every brand hits a ceiling, however. The Trinqueros understood they would have to introduce additional brands and venture more aggressively into different price segments to continue growing. In 2001, they introduced Trinity Oaks, which grew to include the core varietals Pinot Grigio, Chardonnay, Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Pinot Noir. In 2008, they partnered the brand with the nonprofit organization Trees for the Future, and the One Bottle, One Tree partnership was born. Since then, for every bottle of Trinity Oaks that is sold, a tree is planted somewhere in the world that needs reforestation. As of 2017, Trinity Oaks had been responsible for planting more than 17 million new trees. "It's the right thing to do," says Roger. "We feel good about it. Our wholesalers feel good about it. Our retailers feel good about it. And the consumers enjoy the fact that when they buy a bottle, a tree is planted." The company has gone on to develop additional super premium, ultra premium, and on-premise brands that highlight different California growing regions. In addition, the Trinqueros have extended their philosophy of listening to the consumer to their retail partners, and they've produced private label wines for Sam's Club, Walmart, and memorably, Target, for whom they created the iconic Wine Cube. Foley Adieu and the Red Blend Trend. As Bob and Roger Trinquero long understood, the only way the largest wine companies, including publicly owned corporations like Constellation Brands, grow more than 1-2% a year is by acquiring other wineries. After buying Montevigna Winery in 1988, Bob had been able to increase production and distribution and introduce a new line of wines. In 2004, this became the model for another exciting adventure and expansion opportunity. Under the new leadership of Bob Torkelson, the company purchased the Foley Adieu property on Highway 29, just north of St. Helena. The plan was for this to serve as the home for the new Trinquero Winery. Significantly, in addition to a 12-acre Cabernet vineyard and the Foley Adieu brand, the purchase also included the winery's lesser-known second label, a small production super-premium brand called Ménage à Trois, made up of two blends, one red and one white. The Foley Adieu purchase marked another serendipitous moment for the Trinquero family. The winery property itself, perched on a gentle swell of land overlooking the estate vineyard to the north, gave them an idyllic future site for the Trinquero Napa Valley Winery. This flagship luxury brand would be a dynamic relaunch of the high-quality Trinquero wines. The estate vineyard, 12 acres of high-quality Cabernet Sauvignon, was renamed Mario's Vineyard for the man whose vision started it all. Ménage à Trois launches a new wine category. Then there was the winery's second label, Ménage à Trois. As soon as the Trinqueros showed this suggestively named brand to their distributors, everyone knew they had another hit on their hands. "It was great timing," says Bobby Torres. "As Uncle Bob says, someone's looking out for us. Maybe Grandma and Grandpa. I don't know." The Trinqueros were confident in the brand, and even more so in their ability to deliver what consumers wanted. Much as Sutter Home White Zinfandel came to define the sweeter white and pink wine craze of the 1980s, Ménage à Trois became the single wine that articulated the red blend trend that exploded during the first decade of the new millennium. Today, the Red Blend category is the third largest wine category sold in the United States, and Ménage à Trois Red has grown to more than 1.5 million cases, making it the number one selling red blend in the country. Meanwhile, total sales of the more than 15 Ménage à Trois varietal wines and blends have reached more than 3 million cases annually. Besides Sutter Home, says Tony Torres, Ménage à Trois is what's keeping the lights on for us. At higher margins than Sutter Home, it's definitely our most profitable endeavor. Napa Cellars, Mason Cellars, and future acquisitions. In 2006, the family purchased another winery on Highway 29, just north of the well-known Mustard's Grill restaurant. Napa Cellars, founded in 1968, had a reputation as a small production facility. Under the Trinqueros' leadership, Napa Cellars continues to produce classic wines that pay tribute to the original 5 acres on which the winery was founded. As the Trinqueros renovated the original Folie à Deux winemaking facility in St. Helena, they moved Folie à Deux wine production down the valley to Napa Cellars. The wines of Folie à Deux now showcase exceptional Sonoma County vineyards. The sustainably grown selections represent the diversity of the county's microclimates. Exceptional Pinot Gris and Pinot Noir from the cool Sonoma coast, Chardonnay from the Russian River Valley, Zinfandel from the Dry Creek Valley near the picturesque town of Healdsburg, and Bordeaux varietals such as Merlot and Cabernet Sauvignon grown in Alexander Valley in the county's warm interior. The company evaluates new opportunities as they come up, making sure any potential acquisitions are a good fit. They take care, as Mario would say, not to take a step longer than their stride. In 2016, the purchase of Mason Cellars added that winery's critically acclaimed Sauvignon Blanc and Cabernet Sauvignon, as well as the premium Pomelo and Three Pears brands, to the portfolio. In 2017, the Trinquero family partnered with the Nyers family of Nyers Vineyards, whose small production wines are sourced from top Northern California appellations. You have a lot of people who started small wineries here in the 1970s and 1980s, and not all of them have the wherewithal to be in this for the long term, says Bob Torkelson. They may retire, and the next generation might not be interested. So we've had some great opportunities to invest in wineries when they come available and build those brands through our existing infrastructure. GOTT Marketing Partnership creates blueprint for success. Buying wineries has not been the only route to diversifying the Trinquero family estate's portfolio. During the last 70 years, the family's strong community ties and solid reputation for professional management and fair treatment of employees have made them an appealing partner for small, high-end brands. The Trinqueros can promote partner brands through their extensive network of wholesalers and retailers, helping smaller producers stand out amid the competition. Our partnerships are mutually beneficial, says Torkelson. They're attracted to our stability, and we're attracted to their creativity and their cutting-edge technologies. In other words, we're pretty good at being big, and most of our partners are pretty good at being small. When you combine those two approaches, you've got an expansive way to cover the market. One of their first partnerships was with a longtime friend with deep roots in Amador County, Joel Gott. Gott had joined with a group of young winemaking friends, including Charles Beeler and Roger Scomenia, to create the Three Thieves brand. Together, the Thieves had set about liberating fine wines, finding killer wines to sell at absurdly low prices, from retro glass jugs with screw tops to lightweight, eco-friendly, resealable Tetra Pak boxes that became the Bandit brand. The new partners were pushing the boundaries with their fresh approach to packaging and presentation. In 2005, Trinquero Family Estates was excited to capture their bold attitude in a joint venture called the Rebel Wine Company. Since then, the Rebel Wine Company has gone on to develop other super premium brands. The show is a collection that so far includes wines from the central and north coasts of California, as well as Argentina. The brand's labels feature designs from Nashville's Hatch Showprint, a producer of handcrafted posters for musicians using block prints and metal type. The Thieves have also collaborated with one of the better-known philanthropic organizations, Newman's Own Foundation, to produce Common Good varietal wines, with all net royalties and profits going to charities worldwide. The Trinqueros believe that when you choose partnerships wisely, based on friendship and shared vision, good business abounds. As the company worked more with Gott's fellow thieves, they lent marketing support to exciting individual projects from Beeler and Skomenya. For instance, Trinquero Family Estates imports Beeler's classic Provence Rosé Beeler Père et Fils, founded by Charles Beeler's father Felipe in 1992. They also partner with Roger Skomenya for his Signal Ridge sparkling wine. Sourced from the highest altitude grape growing site in all of Mendocino, Sonoma, and Napa counties. Other friends of the Thieves have been brought into the fold as well. Beeler partners with a former Food and Wine magazine winemaker of the year, Charles Smith of Walla Walla, Washington. With the help of Trinquero Family Estates, the two wine industry all-stars produce the Charles and Charles brand from high-quality grapes grown throughout Washington. In 2009, Trinquero Family Estates extended their relationship with Joel Gott even further. They entered into a partnership with the eponymous Joel Gott Wines, produced by Joel and his wife Sarah. Sourced from California, Oregon, and Washington, Joel Gott Wines has become one of the fastest-growing brands in the Trinquero Family Estates portfolio. The most recent local partnership for the Trinqueros is with longtime family friend Karen Cakebread, another veteran of the Napa Valley wine industry. Her Ziada wines, named for her mother, Mary Annunziata, include high-end varietals and blends from Napa and Sonoma County vineyards. A family partnership with 21st century flair. Some of the company joint ventures fall even closer to home. Carlo Trinquero is the middle of Roger's three sons, and he played college football just like his dad. In 2009, during his senior year, Carlo launched his own wine brand with a childhood friend. The duo came up with the name Taken when trying to devise a name for their brand and realizing through research that all the names they liked were already registered, that is, trademarked or taken. Roger insisted that his son learn the business from the ground up, so Carlo worked a harvest at Trinquero Napa Valley and then moved on to Young's Market to learn the distribution side of the business. It was very moving for me to sell wine to some store owners who remembered buying from my father decades ago, remembers Carlo. Once we sold three cases of Taken to the shop in L.A., Carlo explains. And the guy who ran the shop showed me a stain on the floor from where my dad had broken a bottle of white Zinfandel, stacking cases back in the day. Taken entered a formal distribution partnership with Trinquero Family Estates in 2012, and in 2017, it became exclusively owned by the company. The wines now include two extensions that continue to play on social media status categories, Available and Complicated. I know my own dad was always grateful to live to see his sons and daughter in the business, says Roger, whose other sons, Mario and Gino, have recently taken on company roles in operations and the new spirits division. We're all happy to see part of the next generation wanting to carry on. They don't have to. It's their choice. But it's rewarding to know they want to.